New Teachings for an Awakening Humanity by Virginia Assine. Virginia's foreword. When this book was finally published in time for Easter of 1986, initiated by my Israel trip in the fall of 1984, with 45 other meditators, I thought I had completed my writing task for the one called Christ Jesus. In fact, I was expecting to return to my college teaching career and continue in my chosen life profession as if nothing had happened. However, life would take a very different turn so that now, after 6 book publications in 8 years, the outcome of that first act of willingness has moved me inexorably along a defined path of spiritual service that merely uses those same skills under the direction of my sole intention. Like many other people who find themselves involved in these previously unexpected adventures, it all seems very natural now, and there is no turning back, no rejection of the time and commitment required of me. Because of that willingness to serve, I have met many wonderful friends whose hearts and minds are also attuned to the cause of individual cleansing, growth, and awakening. Each one of you is very precious to me, and just knowing you exist warms my heart and furthers my own persistence to peace and the preservation of life on our extraordinary planet. Because New Teachings for an Awakening Humanity was one of the primary publications issued to help us remember why we came to Earth, it has been well received both here and abroad. There are 100,000 copies out there somewhere in many different languages, and we still get some requests for it. Since we recently exhausted our supply of English language copies, we either had to let it go out of print forever or reprint more. When donations made it possible to reprint this English edition, Jesus requested that I include several updated chapters in it, so you are now holding the original material and his updated commentaries. This allows new readers to have both the original and the update, and for you who may already have read it, to easily notice the latest information. We chose this solution because it is faster than committing nearly a year's time to do a totally new book by Jesus, and because he said most of the original comments were still valuable. I ask your indulgence in this partial revision solution and hope it serves your need for current information from our beloved Christ Jesus. Of course, a subscription to the bi-monthly Love Corps newsletter is yet another way you can acquire his ongoing comments. Besides the publication of celestial information, my current focus is on networking, on spiritual communities, on helping our new age children and their parents, and on teaching new meditation practices that will help our bodies safely shift into a full 12 helix DNA pattern and the development of the 13-level chakra system to bring back our full consciousness. Therefore, I will share Jesus' 18-breath garment of light ascension meditation process, similar to the flower of life, Merkaba meditation process introduced by Dranvalo Melchizedek. However, because things are changing so rapidly, I have also been guided to introduce yet another meditation form for those who may be ready and interested. Check your guidance for confirmation about learning either of these helpmates. They must be personally experienced, not just described on tape. Many of us are powerful beings used to achieving what is usually called success. But as we come under spiritual influences and increasing energies, it is group consciousness we seek, group cooperation we need. And it is among such group alliances that our greatest healing opportunity for ascension can be energized and nurtured. Will you join me in a pledge to willingly achieve our sacred personal, group, and global responsibilities as we practice conscious cooperation in serving our role in the preservation of God's many worlds? Joy, light and love to you, Virginia, needed, a Love Corps. Have you ever wondered what Jesus would say to you if you could see him on TV or hear him speak by radio to mankind? There have been so many on earth who have prayed for my coming, my assistance, that I have chosen to communicate through this process of mental telepathy and to transmit my thoughts to humanity on the planet Earth today via a living Earth dweller with whom I have good mental rapport and telepathic contact. But I would come to you, as well, if you would build the meditation bridge for it, dear ones. Yes, it is so. This is my own statement sent directly to you, not mere reports of my sayings and actions recorded later by the disciples and those who came after. Most of all, these are not remarks for a bygone era. These are my teachings for this new age, this new time of an awakening humanity. Herein are my personal messages regarding the condition of your planet and the things which you should do if your spiritual evolution is to be assured. Because of the severity of your situation, I do not speak in biblical terms or in the these and those of former phraseology. My words are not intended just for so-called Christians but for everyone. These words address the immediate conditions that your earthly negativity has caused and which must change if you are to prevent serious repercussions. They are serious because I love you and would call your attention to the emergency state in which you reside. They also represent a new beginning for those who are willing to learn and to apply only peace in their everyday lives. In this sense, my words are for an awakening humanity. They are a call for a truly spiritual adventure. A core of love that will inaugurate this time of opportunity and loving endeavor called the Golden Age. For in spite of the danger there is hope. Please remember this. And the larger the love core, the greater our hope and opportunities. Regrettably, my brothers and sisters, many have deified me. Even worshipped me. And this erroneous attitude must be changed into its valid perspective if you are to understand the true meaning of my long ago mission and the place where I and humanity now exist in God's reality. My message then, and the essential message of all major world religions, has been love and compassion. I have particularly stressed love for the Creator above all else. And then love of the human family as yourself. I care not which religious name you use in honoring God, for my purpose is broader than the separations of belief you have devised. My purpose is inclusion for all who choose it, regardless of color, country, culture, or conditioning. But I do not wish to be the centered focus of any official church. It is God, our parent, who is to be revered, not the one called Jesus. Please hear and follow my request. Do not limit me or God by pettiness and rigidity of your present misguided understanding. Accept that I come to all, for all, to share the truth of who you are, why you are here, and where you may go through open minds and hearts dedicated to God's fruition on earth. Truly, I speak so that you can complete this long journey of return which all prodigal sons and daughters started eons ago, a journey that has brought this exquisite planet to the brink of destruction by your hand, but which may yet be salvaged by an immense willingness and dedication. I come again to remind you that all persons must acknowledge the Creator, that source of power which gives us all our life eternally, and to remind you that a spark of that power is in you. God is not merely some external reality that you must bow down to, but is an integral, internal aspect of your own identity. Both aspects should be the primary focus of your life. Of course, you stand in awe of this great Creator, for you cannot possibly imagine the magnitude of its grandeur and capabilities. I use the pronoun "its" to show that God is actually a combination of the masculine and feminine principle in one identity. Thus, it is both male and female. Active and receptive, power and love, father and mother. It needs no separate physical expressions of these male, female aspects, as you of earth have fallen into and will emerge from in the future when you awakened ones evolve into the resurrected body again. God, by any name, is balance, integration, and synthesis of all the finest qualities needed, a love core. Have you ever wondered what Jesus would say to you if you could see him on TV or hear him speak by radio to mankind? There have been so many on earth who have prayed for my coming, my assistance, that I have chosen to communicate through this process of mental telepathy and to transmit my thoughts to humanity on the planet Earth today via a living Earth dweller with whom I have good mental rapport and telepathic contact. But I would come to you, as well. If you would build the meditation bridge for it, dear ones, yes, it is so. This is my own statement sent directly to you, not mere reports of my sayings and actions recorded later by the disciples and those who came after. Most of all, these are not remarks for a bygone era. These are my teachings for this new age, this new time of an awakening humanity. Herein are my personal messages regarding the condition of your planet and the things which you should do if your spiritual evolution is to be assured. Because of the severity of your situation, I do not speak in biblical terms or in the these and those of former phraseology. My words are not intended just for so-called Christians but for everyone. These words address the immediate conditions that your earthly negativity has caused and which must change if you are to prevent serious repercussions. They are serious because I love you and would call your attention to the emergency state in which you reside. They also represent a new beginning for those who are willing to learn and to apply only peace in their everyday lives. In this sense, my words are for an awakening humanity. They are a call for a truly spiritual adventure. A core of love that will inaugurate this time of opportunity and loving endeavor called the Golden Age. For in spite of the danger there is hope. Please remember this. And the larger the love core, the greater our hope and opportunities. Regrettably, my brothers and sisters, many have deified me. Even worshipped me. And this erroneous attitude must be changed into its valid perspective if you are to understand the true meaning of my long ago mission and the place where I and humanity now exist in God's reality. My message then, and the essential message of all major world religions, has been love and compassion. I have particularly stressed love for the Creator above all else. And then love of the human family as yourself. I care not which religious name you use in honoring God, for my purpose is broader than the separations of belief you have devised. My purpose is inclusion for all who choose it, regardless of color, country, culture, or conditioning. But I do not wish to be the centered focus of any official church. It is God, our parent, who is to be revered, not the one called Jesus. Please hear and follow my request. Do not limit me or God by pettiness and rigidity of your present misguided understanding. Accept that I come to all, for all, to share the truth of who you are, why you are here, and where you may go through open minds and hearts dedicated to God's fruition on earth. Truly, I speak so that you can complete this long journey of return which all prodigal sons and daughters started eons ago, a journey that has brought this exquisite planet to the brink of destruction by your hand, but which may yet be salvaged by an immense willingness and dedication. I come again to remind you that all persons must acknowledge the Creator, that source of power which gives us all our life eternally, and to remind you that a spark of that power is in you. God is not merely some external reality that you must bow down to, but is an integral, internal aspect of your own identity. Both aspects should be the primary focus of your life. Of course you stand in awe of this great Creator, for you cannot possibly imagine the magnitude of its grandeur and capabilities. I use the pronoun it's to show that God is actually a combination of the masculine and feminine principle in one identity. Thus it is both male and female. Active and receptive, power and love, father and mother. It needs no separate physical expressions of these male, female aspects as you of Earth have fallen into and will emerge from in the future when you awakened ones evolve into the resurrected body again. God, by any name, is balance itself and has never known your division into separate parts of its multifaceted qualities. Thus, there is no feminine God and there is no masculine God. But only strengths of will and power, balanced together with love and nurturance in one embodiment. Your own spiritual development requires you to balance both aspects of God within you regardless of the physical body you wear, so that you express both power and love even though you are in the separation, or separated portion of the sexes, of which holy books speak.